Blog Talk Radio.
I can say that you're wonderful, but it doesn't seem good enough. Can say that you're kind, but that would miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to convey the sentiment of my heart. Say, I really do appreciate the way you brighten up my day.
I can't find the words to describe you.
It would take a million years
to explain the way I feel.
You are the epitome.
You are the epitome.
Go down the line and name all the things that captivate my heart, but clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to my heart and say I really do appreciate the way.
Apparently the audio is going in and out on tonight, but I pray that each of you can hear me clearly on tonight. Let's just begin the show. First of all, I would like to welcome each of you to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for tonight, Lord God. I thank you that what you're going to do through me on tonight, Lord God, will be a blessing unto somebody, Lord God, whether they're listening right now or they will be listening later, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody is going to be encouraged. Somebody's going to be strengthened and blessed by this word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. The foundational text for tonight comes from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37 through 40. I also will be reading 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 8, and I will be reading from the Good News Translation. For the sake of time, I'm just going to skip around a little bit, but to get the juice of what's really going on in the text, I would advise you to go back and read 1 Kings 18 from the beginning. Kings chapter 18. And like I said, I'm going to begin with verse 37. And I'm going to read to 40 from the Good News Translation. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, the Lord, are God, and that you are bringing them back to yourself. That's Elijah talking. The Lord sent fire down, and it burned up the sacrifice. The wood and the stones scorched the earth and dried up the water in the trench. When the people saw this, they threw themselves on the ground and exclaimed, "The Lord is God. The Lord alone is God." Elijah ordered, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let any of them get away." The people seized them all, and Elijah led them down to Kishon Brook and killed them. Skipping over to 1 Kings chapter 19, and I will be reading once again 1 through 8. King Ahab told his wife Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he put all the prophets of Baal to death. She sent a message to Elijah, "May the gods strike me dead if by this time tomorrow I don't do the same thing to you that you did to the prophets." Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He took his servant and went to Beersheba in Judah, leaving the servant there. Elijah walked a whole day into the wilderness. He stopped and sat down in the shade of a tree and wished he would die. "It's too much, Lord," he prayed. "Take away my life. I might as well be dead." He lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said, "Wake up and eat." He looked around and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. He ate and drank and lay down again. The Lord's angel returned and woke him up a second time, saying, "Get up and eat, or the trip will be too much for you." Elijah got up, ate, and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to walk 40 days to Sinai, the holy mountain. The title of tonight's message is Success Blues. Success Blues. How success unguarded can lead to depression. We see this to be especially true in the lives of the rich and famous. They have the world's success, money and fame, but most are successful and depressed leading, unfortunately, to suicide for some. Famed comedian actor Robin Williams comes to mind. Stand-up comedian, most famous for sitcoms and movies. Robin spent decades successfully making others laugh and watching the money roll in because of his comedic genius. But because his mind was unguarded, unkept, depression and other issues came in and stole his life. Sadly, Robin committed suicide. Scripture says in Proverbs 14 and 13 from the New Century Version, someone who is laughing may be sad inside, and joy may end in sadness. In the text, it wasn't until Elijah had successfully taken out 400 prophets of Baal that Jezebel would come after him and threaten to take his life. In the text, it wasn't until after Elijah had successfully taken out 400 prophets of Baal that Jezebel would come after him and threaten to take his life. I read that, and God started talking. God says, tell my people the devil wants to kill your success. God says, tell my people the devil wants to kill your success. That's why many of you feel like as soon as I seem to make any progress, it's then that I get knocked back down. The devil wants to kill your success. And some of you actually think it's God, but the devil wants to kill your success. Success. Any talent God has put in you that will help you overcome the bondage of debt. Let me give you the definition of success that God gave me again. Success is any talent God put in you that will help you overcome the bondage of debt. Anytime you owe this world something, the devil feels like you owe him something. Anytime you owe this world something, the devil feels like you owe him something because he is the prince, the ruler of this world. Somebody saying, wow, Prophet Stacy, I didn't know that. Let me prove it to you. In John 14, verse 30 from the Amplified Bible, Jesus reminds us of this. Talking to his disciples, Jesus says, I will not talk to you much more, for the prince, evil genius, the ruler of this world, is coming. Going on to make it clear of whom he was referring to, who is the prince of this world? Jesus makes it plain in verse 31 of John 14. He says, Satan is coming, and ends the verse by saying, let us leave. Let us leave. Christ ascended back to heaven, but lives in us by way of the Holy Spirit and gives us the power to overcome. See Acts 2 and 1 John 4 and 4. So, therefore, Satan is the prince of this world, and every time you owe this world something, he feels like you owe him something. Every time you owe this world something, he feels like you owe him something as well. And he intends on collecting. For the Bible says in John 10:10, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, which is one of the reasons that God tells us in Romans to owe no man anything but to love him. That revelation right there should be enough to make somebody want to get out of debt on tonight. That revelation right there should be enough to make somebody want to get out of debt on tonight and stay out of debt. The devil wants to kill your success, to keep you a slave to the lender. The devil wants to kill your success. Again, success is any talent God put in you that would help you overcome the bondage of debt, which is how Elijah got in trouble in tonight's text. Elijah messed around and showcased his talent, that which God had put in him. If you would read 1 Kings 18 in full, not only did Elijah, by calling on God, that's all he did, he called on God, Not only did Elijah, by calling on God, prove that God is God and humiliate the prophets of Baal, but he successfully gave the order to kill them, to wipe out their existence. You see, a great leader can call on God and execute the plan. A great leader can call on God and execute the plan. And anytime you show the devil you can be successful without him, and anytime you show the devil that you can be successful without him, that God alone is enough, there will be an attempted retaliation. There will be an attempted retaliation. Notice I said attempted, because Satan, the devil, wants everything to be about him. He wants everything to be about him. But how many of you on tonight know that's not so? Everything is not about him. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 14:14, Satan says, I will ascend above the heights of clouds. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And I will be like the Most High. Satan's sin was pride and rebellion against God. Satan wanted to put himself in the place of God, as he said, I will be like the Most High. And he still wants to be God. He still wants to be God. Somebody on tonight needs to declare, he won't be my God. Even though he wants to be, he won't be my God. Elijah showed the people he didn't need respect or have any use for the prophets of Baal. He didn't have any need, respect, or use for the prophets of Baal, Satan and his counterparts. Elijah proved that all he needed was to call on God, was to be able to pray. Elijah proved that all he needed was to call on God to be able to pray. Have God answer, and he execute the plan. Once again, all he needed was to call on God, have God answer, and he execute the plan. In doing so, Elijah was a successful leader, a successful man of God. What plans has God given you? What plans has God given you? Do you know how to be successful? The first thing you need to do in being successful, you need to protect those plans by renewing your mind. Ephesians 4:23 from the King James Version says, It tells us, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, not wanting the livelihood or the content of our minds to be like this world. Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, not wanting the livelihood or the content of our minds to be like this world. For in this world is a spirit of depression, and it will enter the mind that is unrenewed, stressed, the mind that has become weary. The spirit of depression is rampant in the world, and it will enter the minds that are unrenewed, stressed, the mind that has become weary. Many celebrities can prove this to be true. They become successful using talents they were born with, but do not have a real relationship with God. Therefore, they are not rooted, firmly, and deeply planted in Christ, as Colossians 2:7 would tell us to be. Nor is their mind renewed daily in the Word of God. And you know what? They fall prey to the attacks of the devil on their mind. They fall prey to depression. Not saying that Christians don't become depressed, because at times we do, but we have God to help us through our depressed season. Psalms 34:19 from the King James Version says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. In tonight's text, Elijah, after he learns that Jezebel is coming after him to take his life because of the success he had delivered in bringing God glory and eliminating 400 prophets of Baal, Elijah enters a season of depression. Elijah, the man of God, he entered a season of depression. Elijah had victory, and because of it, Elijah had success blues. Once again, that's the title of tonight's message, Success Blues. Success Blues. In the text, we find Elijah on the run for his life and now sitting under a tree, depressed. Elijah wished he would die. It's too much, Lord, he prayed. How many of you on tonight have ever prayed this type of prayer? It's too much, Lord, he prayed. It's too much, Lord, he prayed. Take away my life. I might as well be dead, the words of a depressed man. He lied down under the tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said, wake up and eat. How many of you on tonight has been so depressed, so weary with life, that you actually lay down, gave up, and hoped to die? And you couldn't figure it out. But you couldn't figure it out. You didn't know why. But God just kept waking you up to more of the same thing. You didn't know why you kept waking up, but God. Elijah looked around and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. But for some reason, God kept providing for you, not only physically, but he kept putting ideas in your head. Elijah looked around and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. But for some reason, He kept putting ideas in your head. Some of you need to only work the ideas God has put in your head already, and you will be able to escape your current situation. There is success in you. Some of you need only to work the ideas God has put in your head already, and you will be able to escape your current situation. There is success in you. The Lord's angels returned and woke Elijah up a second time, saying, get up and eat, or the trip will be too much for you. Beloved, God is going to keep waking you up in this season until you realize now is not the time for you to give up. Now is not the time for you to give up. Now is not the time for you to quit. You must eat and drink. Don't let the enemy, don't let Satan, the devil, shut down your mind by bringing starvation upon you. Because before success is seen anywhere else, it is first seen in the heart of your mind. Proverbs 23:7 from the New King James. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Elijah had to first believe in his heart, God is God, and see himself in the heart of his mind, humiliating and giving order to take out the prophets of Baal before successfully doing so. Success begins in your mind. Therefore, renew your mind daily in the word of God, that you may be able to think in line with God. Renew your mind daily in the word of God, that you may be able to think in line with God. God inside, not outside of you, is necessary to defeat depression. God inside, not outside of you, is necessary to defeat depression. We have all had seasons of depression, but depression never has to hinder your blessing, your success. Give your mind and your talents, your abilities to God. That's what so many fail to do. They fail to yield their talents to God. They get in their mind that it's all about them. They get puffed up by their popularity, by their success, and think it's all about them when it's really not. The last thing you want is unguarded success. The last thing you want is unguarded success. Unguarded success is success obtained, and the mind of the person who is carrying the success be unrenewed in the word of God, unrenewed to the mindset of their creator. It's a bad thing to have success and then forget or not try to get to know the one who created you, the one through which you live, move, and have your being, according to Acts 17:28. God says, tell my people, obtain success, but guard, protect your mind by staying connected to me, by renewing your mind daily in me, in my word. God says, tell my people, obtain success, but guard, protect your mind by staying connected to me, by renewing your mind daily in me, in my word. God says, tell my people, they need me to talk to them daily so that the devil will not. They need me to talk to them daily so that the devil will not. Whose voice is loudest in your life? Whose voice is loudest in your life, governing your life, upholding your success, directing your finances, directing your journey? Success blues. Success does not have to be stressful. Somebody needs to know tonight, success does not have to be stressful or an opening for the devil and his counterparts to play with your mind. Success can be sweet, the honey of the Lord's mouth. Success can be sweet like the honey of the Lord's mouth when you have a renewed mind and you are following his instructions, not the world's instructions, not what they want you to do, but you're following his instructions. Now, I'm not saying go to work tomorrow morning and disobey your boss. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying do everything that you do in a manner that's pleasing to Christ. There is a balance. God wants his people to be successful, to be prosperous. Psalms 35 and 27, the King James Version. It says, let the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servants. The NIV says, who delights in the well-being of his servant. God says, don't let your finances depress you. That's a word for somebody. Don't let your finances depress you. Joshua 1 and 8 from the NIV says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3, New King James. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. In other words, do not be a companion to the ungodly, but meditate, plant yourself, your mind in God, and watch his rivers of prosperity, rivers of success flow upon your life. But meditate, plant yourself, your mind in God, and watch his rivers of prosperity, rivers of success flow upon your life. Renew your mind and keep renewing your mind as you work towards success. Beloved, renew your mind and keep renewing your mind as you work towards success. And there shall be no success blues. And there shall be no blues, no depression. God will show you how to escape the devil's miserable attempts and obtain all that God has destined for you. Elijah got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to walk 40 days to Sinai, the holy mountain. What God will provide for you will be enough to keep you going. Do you hear me on tonight? What God will provide for you will be enough to keep you going. Go on to success. God has it for you. No success blues, no stress or depression. At this time, this is a salvation call. For those of you who don't really know the Lord intimately, but you desire to, if you have a desire to be his child and not just his creation, because a father naturally and spiritually responds quicker to the needs of his own child versus another, you need to be his child. That way he will answer faster. you want to get yourself on the road to meditating and being planted in God, so you too can experience the great things He has for you. Repeat after me. Father God, I renounce sin, Satan, and the satanic things of my past. I believe Jesus is Lord, and He died and rose again to resurrect my life. I want this Christ you speak of. I need Him now. I receive Him now. No more my way. It's time to change for the better. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're on the phone and you desire specific prayer, press 1. And I would be glad to pray with you. Just press 1 and I would be glad to pray with you. I'm sorry, you all, that some of you missed the message because I had to start the show a little early because the audio for the music is messing up on tonight. But the good news is that if you're following me on Twitter or Facebook, I will be posting the show so you can go back and listen, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and listen, /prolificfire, or prolificfire.com and listen. Or perhaps you're on the phone and you want everyone to know that you just accepted Christ, or perhaps you just came back to Christ. Press 1. Follow me on Twitter, as I said. I will be posting the show. And on my and like my Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. If you desire to sow into the fertile ground of this ministry, visit the website at prolificfire.com. That's prolificfire.com. Click on the donate button and do so via PayPal. It's safe and easy. If you have any questions about giving to this ministry, you can text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Also, that same number can be used for prayer and private consultation. Or if you don't want to call or text, you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Well, join me next Monday, same time, same place, and hopefully, prayerfully, keep it in prayer, you all, that the audio will be working so I won't have to start so early. The message next Monday will be Lost in Love. We all know how it feels to be in love and to have lost at love. Let's pray. Father God, grant us success, but give us the mind to stay connected to You, our eternal source, renewing our mind daily in Your word. For the devil seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but it doesn't have to be so in our lives. We will be successful, and no sorrow will be added. We bind the spirit of depression from us right now. We see ourselves advancing the kingdom of God through our success, our finances, etc. And never forgetting, it's all because of You. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm going to see, can I play a song to close this out? If not, this is the end of the show. And I thank you all for joining me on tonight. Once again, sorry about the audio problem and having to start so early. Because normally I would have given you all about 10 minutes to join me before I started. But it couldn't be helped on tonight. If this song plays, this is Go Get It by Mary Mary.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
heart. Audio is not playing on tonight. But I bless you all in the name of Jesus. I will see you hopefully next Monday. Have a good evening. Good night.